You put up a decent fight for a runt on the wrong side of town. Here's how this is gonna go. I'm gonna see what you have on you, and then I'm gonna have a little fun with you. Don't get any ideas. One wrong move, and I paint the alley with your blood. Now, slowly take your wallet out. You listening to me? I'm warning you, asshole. If you don't start getting your money out, I'm going to fucking hurt you. Come on.
Oh, it looks like someone's being naughty.
What do you want, skink? Can't you see I'm busy here?
You might want to close your eyes, pumpkin. I doubt you'll want to see what happens next.
What? You think a little magic trick is going to scare me?
No. I hoped that I'd get to do this. That should be enough demonic energy to keep her out for a while. When she wakes up, she might even be a lesser succubus, and then she won't be our problem anymore. You can open your eyes now, lovely. Aww, you're trembling so much. You must be so frightened. It's okay. She won't bother you anymore. When I got here, she had a knife to your neck. Can I see it? That's it. Just lift your neck up a little. That looks painful. You poor thing. Let me make it all better. There. Now then, what were you doing back here so late, all by yourself? Walking home? You know it's dangerous late at night. So little people out and about, it's easier for little things like you to be targeted. You're lucky I ran out of supplies and had to make a late night trip to the market. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened to you. But let's not think about that. You're clearly still in shock about all of this. My apartment isn't far from here. If you want, you can stay the night. It seems you're not good at making decisions when you're stressed. But that's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. If you'd rather go home to where you live, I'll gladly walk you there. But judging by how much you're trembling still, I don't think you're gonna be doing much walking. Here, lean against me. And don't worry, I'm much stronger than I look. Good boy. That's it. Just take it slow. There's no rush. And remember, I've got you. Here we are. It's a little messy, but I've been so busy that it's hard to keep up with cleaning. Are you thirsty? Okay, just sit down here and I'll get you something to drink. Here we are. Drink this. It should make you feel much better. Don't be silly, it's not a healing potion. I can heal your physical wounds just fine, and mental strain brought upon by a sudden, stressful situation can even be remedied with magic as well. It's made to be a comfort drink. Only a small amount of it has magical properties, and even then, it's used to make it taste like whatever the user prefers best. It should help with your trembling. You're shaking like a leaf in a hurricane. Just watching it makes my heart break. That's it, darling. Drink it all. Good boy. Do you feel any better? Good. Here, I'll take that for you. I'm a mage, darling. A dark mage, to be precise. I arrived with the other monster girls who came during the culture exchange, but since physically I'm no different than one of you, I was allowed to live without a caretaker due to my ability to blend in. I sure hope the agents assigned to this program investigated the demonic energy wave before coming to see me. Besides, a noise complaint should be pretty easy to clean up if they remove that woman. I almost lost my cool back there. If I hadn't held back, that entire block might have been turned into a demon realm. But what matters is that you're okay. I don't understand why your people are so worried about integration between humans and monsters. Sure, a good chunk of my kind are aggressive, but at least we go the extra mile to ensure no one dies. How are you holding up, darling? That's good. Sorry. It's just that you look so cute when your face is all red. Did you finally get a good look at me? See something you like? It's all right, honey. I know your type. Shy, fly on the wall, probably has an entire epic's worth of observations in your head, but you can't quite get the words out. It's not a wonder you were so shaken up. Adorable thing like you would probably freeze when getting yelled at, let alone being threatened with a knife to your throat. No, darling, you weren't causing any problems. Actually, I was worried that I would be the one having control issues. I work with demonic energy like a painter works with paint. The only thing keeping me from going full succubus is the fact that I've learned to control it. But it doesn't mean that it hasn't had its effects. An adorable thing like yourself would make a wonderful familiar. I could take care of you, give you lots of love, and you could help out with my work, maybe even learn some magic yourself. I just use a little demonic energy to bind you to me, and then I have an adorable little familiar for the rest of my days. You'd be protected, cared for, probably spoiled as well. You see, most of my kind would probably just use magic to make you agree, but I'm a lot older than most of my kind. That's why I was chosen to come here. If you don't want to be my familiar, I'll drop the conversation. But if you change your mind, all you have to do is say so. And I'll be there in an instant. I can see you're nervous. It's okay, really. You want to be my familiar? Good boy. You look so adorable. Your face is all red and you're so tense. It must have taken a lot to say that. I'll just get real close to you. That's a good, good boy. Deep breaths. You can do this. Shh, shh, shh. I've got you, pumpkin. Just close your eyes for me. There you go. There you go. How was that, darling? Your eyes are so big right now, you're like a little puppy. Just relax, and let me take care of you. You're so hard, I bet it's a little uncomfortable. Being exposed to any amount of demonic energy for the first time would probably do this, but you were real close to someone who received enough to turn into a lesser succubus. No doubt your entire body is a mess of random surges of pleasure and confusing desires. Don't worry, Pumpkin. I'll help you out. Look at it twitch. So cute. Do you like how my lips feel when I kiss the head of your cock? You're squirming so much. Here, I'll move a little closer and press your thighs down. There we go. Now then, let's resume. You taste so good, darling. You're so sensitive down here. Is this your first time? No need to be embarrassed, that just means that this is just that much more special. I'm gonna put you in my mouth now, okay? I can feel your heartbeat through the pulsing of your cock. Hearing those whimpers as I suck on your cock makes me feel so warm. I can taste your pre-cum, and it tastes divine, honey. You look like you're gonna come. I noticed that you were looking at my tits earlier, so I think I know how I'll finish you off. I'll just press my breasts against your penis. You see how it disappears between them? Don't they feel so soft and warm? I'll just rub them around your cock. Your pre-cum even makes the perfect lube. Good boy. That's it. Just relax. I'm gonna move them a little bit faster, okay? And squeeze them so tightly. I bet it feels intense. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna let all of your seed all over my massive tits? Come on, baby. Cover me in your cum. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Such a good boy. I wonder how it tastes. Oh. Does watching me scooping your cum off of my tits make you more aroused? Naughty, naughty boy. But don't worry. I'll take care of you. Let me just stand up, okay? Even when I was on my knees, you were just matching my height. You look so small and adorable like this. Just stay still for me as I straddle you. Your head is only up to my breasts like this. So adorable. And your cock is already hard again. I'll take it inside of me now. Oh, that feels good. So nice and hard. I'm gonna move now, okay? So you be real good for me, darling. That's it, just moan into my chest. I bet it feels so intense. Her entire body is so sensitive due to my magic and the fact that this is your first time. Oh, you're just so precious. Good boy. That's it, baby. Thrust up into me. You're doing so well. Good boy. I can feel your cock pulsing inside of me. My insides are tightly squeezing you in order to milk out all the cum from your cock. You're gonna spurt so much inside of me, and I'll hold you against me as you squirm and shake, and you shoot load after load out. You're so tense right now, and you're breathing so fast. I can tell you're about to come. Relax, darling, relax. Oh, just let it wash over you. Oh, I've got you. Your dark mage mistress has got you. My arms are wrapped around you and you're not going anywhere. That's it. That's it. Come for me, pumpkin. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. Let it all out. Oh, fuck. Oh. It's so hot inside of me and you're still shooting. It's okay. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. I know it's a lot. Oh, you're doing amazing, sweetheart. Good boy. That's it. It's all over. Just rest against me. That must have been intense for your first time. But don't worry. Sooner or later, you'll be addicted to pleasure like that. Is this? This is just the tip of the iceberg. But for now, you definitely need to rest, my little familiar. You came so much as dripping out of me. And you're covered in juices as well. How about we get cleaned up? I'll carry you to the bathroom. And if you want, you can fall asleep while I clean you. I bet this whole thing has been tiring. I'll notify the agency about what happened, and we can figure out how to deal with your job and the inevitable changes that come with you being my familiar. I'll take care of all of it, and you won't have to worry about a thing, darling. Love you.